Good evening, good evening. Welcome back to another episode, another edition with your boy, Joey Fresh. Yes, to death. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the podcast of Joey Fresh, episode 8. I'm looking forward to today going into this new segment, a new episode. Flashback from last episode, talking about certain events, certain experiences that I went through. Now, today's episode, we're going to really talk about watching the win. Okay. Watching the win. And these past couple of days, I have been doing a lot of, self-learning. We'll use self-learning. Sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, that you get so caught up in the moment that do you go backwards? Do you start walking back emotional? Do you start walking back from your character? Do you start walking back in your position? I'm happy to say and I'm blessed. And I thank everyone who takes their time out their day to listen to my podcast and share those who need to hear it. And I really appreciate you for, giving me the time to express my experience and also express my journey while I'm also in California. I've learned that these past couple of days, shout out to Steve Fredericks, because I was listening to one of his service. And it really touched me emotionally. It touched me emotionally because sometimes that we get so caught up in our emotions that our emotions reflect off our ego. And it's easy to retaliate, to revenge, to go backwards. When you watch the wind, and sometimes that when that storm comes and that wind blows, it's hard to walk forward. When everything's going against you and you're pushing forward and keep walking to your vehicle or to your house and getting caught in a storm, it teaches you the understanding about where you're heading, where you're going. And I use this philosophy from what I've learned is because sometimes that the wind doesn't matter where you're basically heading. It's gonna come your way. It's the way how you walk out of that storm. So I've give a lot of appreciation to those who I've talked to. My friend Angel, very a good mentor. Ladies and gentlemen, before I go further into this amazing segment, you got to understand, you need someone around you. You need someone positive. You need someone to look from a different perspective. You need someone to be there as a coach, life coach, health coach, someone that could basically help you from any type of scenario. And shout out to my friend Manuel. A couple of my friends, Lynn, Erica, and my brother John. But, I love what Angel said. He said some really good points. And sometimes we get, I like to say, a reality check. Because we get caught up in the moment. We're so angry. We're so frustrated. We're not clear thinking. We're just thinking about the matter and how upset you are. And you're not realizing, okay, I know this event's going on. How can I counter this move? Where is the solution? And if there's not a solution, where am I going? Where is the direction? Because we get so caught up in the moment. And, so I'm guilty of that too, I'm human. Sometimes, and I've learned this, you create a new character of yourself. means that you develop a new person, the new you. And the forecast will make you forget the character that you are today. When that storm comes and that frustration comes and the upset comes, is you lack the character that the wind's blowing on you. And sometimes, you know, you look at your circumstances and you look and you throw your fist to the sky and say, God, why? Sometimes it's not about the why, it's about the what. It's about the what. I think if it wasn't that incident that happened and of what I went through, I wouldn't be changing my whole perspective and my business and where I need to start mapping it out and where I need to start executing. Ladies and gentlemen, when you're developing a business, right, a lot of people are not going to be on the same page as you. A lot of people are not going to see the same vision as you. A lot of people are not going to understand where you're going, what you're saying, and what you are going to accomplish. The vision's only meant for you. The guidelines only for you. You only, when each step of your journey, you always intercede others that are going to willing to help you, teach you, grow you, and show you. Maybe out of 80%, you take the information, and then 20%, you may, no. But that's the best thing as humans, is that while we receive information and we let it filter, then we process it, and right there we find out our direction. And the reason I'm going back to what, you know, my friend Angel said, is because sometimes you get lost in the sauce. You get lost in the sauce. And when the wind blows and you watch the wind blowing, right? You start second guessing yourself. You start doubting yourself. You said, man, I'm better off waiting in the vehicle, or I'm better off staying at home, or I'm better off not going. You just start contemplating, doubting, running. Your mind just keeps going, right? But you forget the moment. The now moment, and that's very crucial, because we as humans, our mind is predicting tomorrow but not the present today. And why am I talking about that? It's because when certain events happen in your life and your character is broken and you really forget the person you have curated yourself. And I'm not saying that you put on a fake mask, but I'm saying you have developed your own learning skills. You developed the more matured level of yourself. And some people may not understand. Some people prefer you to be the old you. But then again, if you're the old you, look at your circumstances, look at your surroundings, look at your environment. Maybe sometimes when things happen, it's meant for you to be shooken and for you to be moving. Because if you're so comfortable in the old version of you, and you're always asking and praising and saying, why am I not moving forward? It's because you're so comfortable that there has to be a storm to come your way for you to move. For you to run, for you to start brainstorming, for you to start engaging, being productive. Sometimes you look at the storm in a different way than it's really meant for you. You know, I've learned is that each storm is tailored to you. When you watch that wind, it's teaching you. It is showing you when you start moving in front of it, all that pressure that's going against you. Are you going to let the wind sweep you, or are you going to push against it? Because the wind is not going to last that long. It's not permanent. A storm is not permanent. But there is something there's something beneficial coming out of it than you being stuck in it. A hurricane does not stay in the same spot for more than three days. I heard and I represent that every struggle you go, there's always a blessing on the fourth day. Because you need to go through the storm and through the obstacle for you to develop the situation that's going to only benefit you in the long run. We get so stuck as humans that we easy to go back. And I'm guilty. I'm not a saint. I'm human, you know? So understand that there is a point in life that you have to be the bigger person no matter what. You have developed the person you are today. And sometimes you just got to go with the wind and accept it. And I'm so happy I learned that it's easy. Sometimes you get stuck in the old ways. You just want to start blocking and getting rid of people and just hide away from the problem. But the problem would never solve itself if you never release it. You have to release the pain for you to have freedom in the future. Ooh. Release the pain for you to see and have more of the future that's meant for you. And I love what I was told is that the reason why growth is not happening is because the energy is not flowing. And you get stuck in that moment, and you get stuck in the mindset, and you get stuck in the funk when you start putting your negativity on negativity. Excuse me. So, you know, once again, a shout out to everyone that reached out to me. I thank for everyone that basically educate me, bring me back to where I need to do, bring me back to a reality check. You know, people are meant to be in your life for a reason. For a reason. It's not a coincidence that certain people come in your life. There's always a purpose. Sometimes that it doesn't last that long, but what was the benefit? What was the understanding, right? If you just think about where you came from, you think about all the struggles, think about all the people that backstab you, think about the people that did you dirty, think about the people that did you good, that helped you, that teach you, that were in your corner. You know, you gotta thank yourself, and you gotta thank God, and you gotta thank those around you. You know? I thank everyone. Every person I thank. Even the person that did me dirty, even the person that stabbed me in the back, even the person that where I used to work at a job and they did me dirty, I thank them. You know, I think when I used to be a personal trainer at the gym facility, I thank them too. I thank every person. Because if you don't thank them, look at you. You want to be the person you are today. If you didn't go through that storm, if you didn't go through that wind, if you didn't experience it, yeah, you may be bruised, you may be scratched up, but ladies and gentlemen, would the old you still be where you're at? Whining, complaining, fighting, negativity? You know, there could have been a lot of different outcomes instead of what you're at today. You know, we always play that what if factor, right? What if this, what if that? Maybe sometimes that what if is meant for you to change. For the better you, for the greater you. Because at the end of the day, no matter whatever you receive or whatever you think, it's not your timing. You know, I love what I heard in his segment, Pastor Steve. that we will wait, or how can I say this? You will put your trust on someone else's timing then put your trust on God's timing. I'm going to say that one more time because it hit me and hopefully it hits you. You will put your time in someone else then put your time on God. And why am I referring that? Is that you're depending on someone to be there. You're depending on someone. You're depending on someone. But when you realize that sometimes their timing is never right. Sometimes their timing is always late. Sometimes their timing is pretty good and they're always on time or they're not on time. Right? You're waiting on their time. But sometimes the one who really should be focusing on and trusting on is God. God's timing. It's crazy. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been experiencing his timing. I thank his timing. Sometimes it's a bad timing. Sometimes it's a good timing. But it's a timing that needed for me to move forward. Needed for me to develop. Needed for me to see the aspect, see the vision. You know, and I shout out to my friends, especially some of my friends said, you know, why are you doing this business? You should put your business, do something else into another business. And I get it. But when you have a vision and when you have it drilled in your mind, it's hard to do something else. You know, everyone has that momentum. Everyone has that driven. Everyone has that ambition. It depends when that spark happens. You are willing to watch the forecast. And you're worrying about the forecast. Watching the forecast. Then just letting the storm go. Let it flow while you're worrying and depressing and getting scared of a forecast you've been watching. Sometimes that forecast guy is not met the one you need to see. I think it's a guy upstairs that's guiding you the right way. And sometimes that storm is going to be the right moment for you to move and for you to change your perspective in life. For you to be the person you need to be and the business person you're ahead or the relationship person you're going to develop. And that could be for your wife, your husband. But ladies and gentlemen, you will have to go through it. Everyone does. Everyone goes through it. I laugh because, oh man. I'm happy that I went through it. I'm happy that I've gone through this fucking storm, right? Crazy ass storm. Like if it was like a category 8, it says Joey Fresh coming through across the country from Puerto Rico to Florida, all over Texas and nonstop in California. God. But you know what? Would I wish for it to never happen? Of course not. Of course not. Would I change things in the past? As much as I think about it? I won't. Because then I want to be the person I am today. I want to use this amazing platform, share my experience, share my journey here. Go through my adversity, go through my challenges, overcame suicide. You know? To You know, I saw a video on TikTok. I know I'm getting off a little topic, but it's crazy and it's bringing me tears to my eyes. That I saw this TikTok of a soldier, as a veteran soldier, army. He was in his car. He was on the suicide hotline, and a police officer approached him, and he was just like crying to the officer, like, I don't know what to do, and I'm on the suicide hotline, and I don't know, and I felt his pain, like people said, Joey, like, yeah, you didn't experience it. You don't understand that when someone really was seconds away, and hearing other people's story of them overcoming it and them walking away from them and them reaching, crying for help, and you just gotta understand that that is the biggest obstacle in someone's life, because it's you versus you by yourself. Some people will make it and some people who won't. It's hard, but I'm proud for those who are still here today, that fighting against suicide, who's fighting against depression, who's finding themselves and coming out and moving forward in life. And, you know, I thank them, because that's a lot, you know, especially a lot of militaries. My congratulations for them, and my round of applause, because the military, ladies and gentlemen, they go through a lot mentally, physically, emotionally, because sometimes they have the highest divorce rate and they're overseas protecting a country and come home and certain events happen, you know, or certain events happen overseas that change their person's mind. There's so much, but I'm not going to get into it. All I'm coming, bringing it back, is saying that you got to thank yourself. You got to thank yourself, ladies and gentlemen. Whew. I know that was a little off topic. And the reason why I said that is because that was the biggest storm I faced in my life. I never thought. And it's crazy how people said never say never, right? I never thought I would come to that. Right? It's that I completely lost everything. You know, I lost everything. And it's hard to share that with someone. But that's one thing. Thank God for who I am today. Thank God for giving me strength. And thank God for giving me the people around me, for my family, for the guidance, for the adversity, for the lessons, for the teaching, for the sharing. If you don't thank yourself, ladies and gentlemen, you're never going to move forward. You got to be now in the present. Now. Watch the win. Watch the win. Watch it. It's going to be a crazy, crazy storm. But it's the person you're coming out of. It's that hard win that you're basically coming out. Don't focus on the forecast. Just go through it. Trust me. You're going to become the better person, the better version, the better you than you ever expected. But it's going to teach you a lot, that who you're about to become is the person you're about to find in that moment. And you're going to find your talents, you're going to find your strength, You're going to find your ambition. You're going to find your love. You got to love you. You got to love you. You know, God loves you. I love you. Everyone loves you. But you got to say you love yourself. I love myself. I love myself. It feels good. It feels good. No matter how you look, no matter what you go through, no matter what, you got to love yourself. Love, love, love yourself. And I share that today. I share that because I know what I have to do and I know who I'm becoming. Makes no sense for me to start walking backward. Makes no sense for me to not go against the wind. Instead of watching the wind, you got to man up and go against it. And that's what I'm about to do. I'm about to man up and be the person I'm meant to be. So before I end this amazing segment, episode 8, I want to thank you. I want to thank you personally. Because if it wasn't for you being here, for you going through it, for you learning from it, who you will be today if you never went through it? Remember, there's always a reason you have to go through it. It's the person you're meant to be. So as I end that, and I end this segment, I want to end with an amazing prayer. As we say, oh Heavenly Father, I thank you for giving and providing this amazing platform for me to share. Whoever's listening on the other side, I ask you to strengthen them. I ask you to uplift them. Wherever obstacle, wherever adversity, wherever storm you have in store for them, equip them, prepare them, love them, and show them. By your will, by your way, you always embrace by lessons of failure, lessons of challenges, and lessons by you. As I pray for them, I know that they're in great hands by your amazing love and encouraging heartbeat for them. And I encourage you, oh Heavenly Father, that whatever they're going through, you show them the right way by your love and voice. Because through your voice and love, you are developing the person who they're destined to be. And I know that you're unforgiving, unlovingly, unamazing, Father in heaven. And I share that. And as Jesus gave his life for each and every one to be the person we are today, I say as the powerful word, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you. If you say you're going to do something, if you say you're going to write a book, if you say you're going to start a new business, if you said that you're going to jump into a relationship, if you said something, just do it. Go for it. If you don't fail multiple times, you will never learn. You will never learn. So ladies and gentlemen, as I end this night, you already know the phrase. You got to get up and go get it. It's not going to come to you. Share this among those who need to hear it. Because you not sharing may prevent someone to be hearing it. You guys have a good night.